What I'd like to do for this particular talk is to summarize the main points that the Holy Father makes in his apostolic letter called Tertio Millennio Adveniente. It came out in 1994. How many of you have read this document? Can I see a show of hands? Okay, good. Well, this will be a good review or a good summary of it. And then that's really the first part of the talk, is summarizing the Pope's vision on what we can do to prepare for the year 2000. And then the second part of the talk will be how the Legion can especially participate in the new evangelization. So the topic for this session is focusing our efforts on the new millennium and how the Legion can really be in the forefront of what the Pope is calling for in the new evangelization. So in this document, he gives us a blueprint. This is different than most of his other documents because he gives us action steps. This is an action document. He tells us that right now we're on the verge of the new millennium, and the Holy Father has a great vision of what the Church could accomplish between now and the year 2000. He calls the year 2000 the Great Jubilee, where we will celebrate the 2000th year anniversary of the Incarnation, the most important event in history, the event that split time in two from before Christ to after Christ, that split time and space. So the most important event was the Incarnation, so we're about to celebrate the 2000th anniversary of the Incarnation and the birth of our Lord. Now the Holy Father has great hopes for the Church. He's saying that this can be a new Advent for the Church, a new springtime, a time of grace. The Holy Father says that he's hoping that the approach of this year 2000 will bring about conversions on large scale, will bring about returns to the sacraments, an increase in vocations, more frequent reception of the sacraments of Holy Communion, more regular confessions, more pilgrimages, more graces, more indulgences, and really an outpouring of God's grace upon the world. You know, when the Holy Year door opens in the year 2000 in Rome, that's going to represent an opening of a flooding of grace to the world. So the Holy Father is really hoping that this year will be a year of large numbers of conversions and a time of deepening spirituality. And we in the Legion have to capitalize on this because there's going to be great excitement as we approach the year 2000, not only in Times Square when they get ready for all those, you know, the celebration of the new millennium, but in a spiritual way, people will be getting excited, and we have to capitalize on their openness to spirituality, because people are hungry for good spirituality. And if we're not there with the Legion and with the Catholic faith, they might fill that void with something else. The Holy Father says that we're living in a society which he calls the culture of death, where there's so much sin and evil, and yet we're called to build a civilization of love. He says there is great sin out there, but he quotes St. Paul and says, where sin abounds, grace will abound all the more. So we can expect great graces coming our way over these next few years. So the Holy Father presents us with a challenge, and we have to be up to this challenge, a challenge of interior conversion, deepening of our prayer life, deepening of our relationship with our Lord, and then going out and spreading the faith in the new evangelization. The Holy Father calls it the new evangelization because he realizes there are new challenges facing the world and the Church in this time period, which were not there 50 years ago or 100 years ago. So he says we have to have a new evangelization, a re-evangelization of our countries, and use new methods even. The idea of like World Youth Day has been part of the new evangelization. It's a way to reach the young people. Pilgrimages, Eucharistic congresses, and many other things that are going to be happening in the year 2000 will all be part of the new evangelization. The Holy Father entrusts this whole work of evangelization to our Blessed Mother. He calls her the star of evangelization and calls her the model of faith, hope, and charity, and says that just as it was Mary and the Holy Spirit that brought Christ to the world 2,000 years ago, if we want Christ brought to the world again, we have to tap the power of the Holy Spirit working with the Blessed Mother and through the Blessed Mother to bring Christ to the world today. just as Our Lady brought Christ in the visitation to her cousin Elizabeth, so now Mary is bringing Christ into the world again today through us legionaries. The preparation for the year 2000 really began about 10 years ago with the Marian year. Everybody remember the Marian year? Oh, that brought about so many vocations and conversions. And the Holy Father started the process of preparing over 10 years ago. And now he is really wanting us to focus our efforts and intention even more. Now, in the document, he says, what's so important about a Jubilee year? And then, first of all, he talks about the Jewish people and how times and seasons were so important to them that they had the Sabbath every Saturday, which was a day of rest. But then every 7 years, they would have a sabbatical year where there would be time of rest for their whole family, where they would not plant and sow and reap, but they would have a sabbatical year. But then the Holy Father says that the Jews even had Jubilee years, usually every 25 or 50 years, in which slaves would be freed, debts would be canceled, it would be a time of starting over, a time of celebration and rejoicing. So the Holy Father says if they celebrated like every 50 years, imagine how we as Christians should celebrate the year 2000, which he hopes will be the greatest year in the history of the Catholic Church. During the year 2000, the Holy Father himself personally hopes to lead pilgrimages to the Holy Land and to have World Youth Day held in Rome itself. He's hoping to have simultaneous Eucharistic congresses in Rome, perhaps the Holy Land, and he wants every diocese to respond by having Eucharistic congresses and celebrations of the Great Jubilee. Rome right now is expecting 30 million pilgrims in Rome just in the year 2000. So the Holy Father has great hopes for this year. Now, the initial preparation for the year 2000, he said, would begin between the years 1994 and 1996, which he wanted to be years of prayer and penance. And then he said 1997, last year, was the year of Jesus Christ, the year in which we focused and emphasized our relationship with our Lord. So that was the person of the Blessed Trinity that we thought about and focused on last year. This year, it's the Holy Spirit. And we still have a few months left to tap into the power of the Holy Spirit. Next year, we'll emphasize and focus on God the Father. Now, the Holy Father is so brilliant and so wise that he also said, each year we'll focus on a sacrament. Last year was the sacrament of baptism, which begins our Christian life, which makes us children of God. I love the story of St. Patrick when he had just baptized the pagan king. He noticed after the ceremony that the king's foot was bleeding, and he asked the king, what happened to your foot? And the king says, Patrick, you didn't realize when you baptized me, you stuck your crozier through my foot. Patrick says, why didn't you tell me? The king said, I thought it was part of the ceremony. So last year was baptism. This year is confirmation, and all of us should try to renew the grace that God gave us in our confirmation to really focus on the name we took. For example, what name did you take for confirmation? Why don't you read a book about that saint? Try to read a biography on that saint. Try to renew that spirit, that grace that God gave you in your confirmation. I love the story of the bishop that was asking kids questions right before he was about to confirm them. He points to one fellow and says, define for me the Blessed Trinity. And little Jimmy says, three in one and one in three. The bishop says, I don't understand. And the kid says, you're not supposed to, Bishop. It's a mystery. So confirmation is a very important sacrament in the Church. And it's something that the Holy Father wants us to focus on this year. Next year will be the sacrament of confession. So we want to focus next year on trying especially to get people to come back to confession that have been away a long time. And the Holy Father says that the image of the prodigal son will be one of the strong images he wants us to think about next year to get people back to confession. I love the story of the Irish fellow that went to confession and said, bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I blew up 2 miles of British railroad track. The priest says, for your penance, go out and do the stations. All of you Irish people will appreciate that one. So next year at the Sacrament of Confession that the Pope wants us to focus on. Now the Holy Father also has picked a virtue for every year. Last year was the virtue of faith. This year it's the virtue of hope. And next year, the virtue of charity. Now Our Lady's role in all this is that we need to focus on her last year as the Mother of God, this year as the spouse of the Holy Spirit, next year as the chosen daughter of God the Father. And then last year, Mary, model of faith. This year, Mary, model of hope. Next year, Mary, model of charity. So you see how the Holy Father has worked out this brilliant program, this blueprint for our own spiritual preparation, focusing on Jesus, the Holy Spirit, God the Father, baptism, confirmation, confession, faith, hope, charity, and Mary as mother, spouse, and daughter, and model of faith, hope, and charity. Now, when we get to the year 2000, the Holy Father says, in the year 2000, we will focus on the Blessed Sacrament. See how it works from baptism, confirmation, confession? The year 2000 will be like the crowning sacrament, the Blessed Sacrament. And that's why he's going to have Eucharistic congresses throughout the world. The Holy Father is also wants us to focus on the Blessed Trinity as a whole in the year 2000. Individually, we've been focusing on the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, but the year 2000, we celebrate the unity of God and honor the Trinity as a whole. So basically, that's the plan. That's the blueprint for preparing for the year 2000. Now, what can we do as legionaries to help the Pope implement this call, to help restore all things in Christ, to help renew the Church as we approach the year 2000? Well, I believe the Legion needs to be in the forefront of the Church's battle for souls, as the handbook says. So we have to take the lead. If we as legionaries don't do it, who will? A couple recommendations. One is that we should increase our prayer, that we should be deepening our prayer life. Prayer is very powerful. God answers prayers. I love the story of the young Catholic girl who was dating a young Protestant boy, and she really wanted to marry him, but since he wasn't Catholic, she was reluctant to do so. So she went to her mom and said, Mom, you have to pray for my boyfriend. He's a Protestant, and I'm going to try to get him to convert. And the mother says, oh, yes, we'll take care of it. I'll start praying. We'll get your father to start saying some prayers. We'll get the nuns to start praying. Well, 3 months go by, and the daughter comes back and says, Mom, it's working. He now goes to church with me every Sunday. The mother says, we're going to increase our prayers. We're going to get some novena said, more masses. We're really going to make sure he becomes Catholic. Another month goes by, and she comes back and says, Mom, this is fantastic. He's starting to meet with Father each and every week for instructions. It looks like it's going to work out. The mother says, oh, we're going to pour on the prayers now. More novenas, more masses, more nuns praying. The next day, the daughter comes by and says, Mom, stop all the prayers. Tell the nuns to stop praying. Tell Dad to stop praying. The mother says, what's wrong? Well, he wants to become a priest. So remember that prayers are very powerful. So in your preparation for the year 2000, make sure that you pray. Make sure that we increase our prayer between now and the year 2000. Secondly, read and study. Read and study, first of all, this document. Every legionary should read and study this document. One recommendation would be to get the Synodus or the Comitium to order 100 copies or 200 copies, and you can pick them up at the meeting. And then on your own, read it. It's not that long, maybe 60 pages. It won't take that long to read. Also, I'd recommend that at the end of your Presidium meetings, which we oftentimes forget, that we can spend a few minutes at the end of every Presidium meeting doing what's called the work of study, or the handbook now calls it study of the faith. And that's when a spiritual director or president can pick a particular book, let's say a book on apologetics or church history or the true devotion or a papal document, and at the end of the meeting, for the last 10 minutes, everybody goes around and they would have read maybe 5 pages during the week, and then they just share one point that they got out of that particular reading. That's one way in which every Presidium could get through this particular document. And it doesn't take that long. At the end of the meeting, just make sure all your reports are done in time, and that the study of the faith, I think, is something that we neglect in our Presidium that we should be doing. So read this document, study it, and then perhaps even study it in your Presidium. So the first is prayer, the second is study, the third would be action. Action. And now the actions could be just hundredfold, because all of us are called to participate in the new evangelization. So we should increase our efforts at evangelization to realize that there will be extraordinary graces poured out, and we're called to cooperate with them. And I think some of the ways we can do this is, first of all, through the door-to-door visitation, which I won't go into because Brother Taggart will have a whole talk about door-to-door visitation coming up very shortly. But our door-to-door efforts can reach out for the lost sheep, for the souls that have strayed. Another suggestion would be the enthronement of the Sacred Heart in the home. This is very good Legion work. The handbook talks about that. And I think oftentimes we neglect the enthronement of the Sacred Heart in the home. It's very good work. And one by one, we're conquering these families for Christ. One by one, the families are dedicating themselves to Christ and saying that Jesus Christ is King and Lord of this home and of this family. So we in the Legion should promote, I believe, the enthronement of the Sacred Heart. Also, I believe we really have to increase our efforts to get more juniors in the Legion. I'm sure you'll be hearing about that from my sister, Edel, and from others that will be making comments during this Congress. That would be something to consider talking about today, how we can get more juniors in the Legion, because they're the future of the church, the future of the Legion. Intermediates, which is the high school age kids, we have to use all of our effort and strength to bring them into the Legion apostolate. Also to focus on young adults, to try to reach out to this age group in the church, like ages 18 to 35, and try to bring them into the Legion as best we can. Also, of course, seminarians and priests are those we have to pray for and influence in a very positive way, especially while they're still seminarians. If you have a seminarian at your parish or a transitional deacon, get to know them, invite them to a meeting, encourage them to learn more about the Legion, give them a lot of chocolate chip cookies and all sorts of other things. Yeah, there are ways to influence the priest, and use whatever good, wholesome ways you can think of, because we really do have to pray for Legion priests. If we could have, instead of maybe a few Legion priests or a few dozen, if we had a few hundred Legion priests, the Legion would really flourish and grow. And that would be, I think, a good thing to talk about later on today in your Congress, is how to win priests and influence the clergy, okay? And there should be a book written about that, on how you can help the clergy to fulfill their mission of bringing souls back to the church. Because every priest does want people to come back to the sacraments, back to the church. So we just have to let the priest know that what we have is a proven tool or instrument to be able to help them in accomplishing their goals. So you have to sell the Legion on how it can help benefit the priest. Because obviously he wants people visited in prisons, hospitals, nursing homes. He wants the shut-ins visited. He wants souls brought back. He wants marriages validated and babies baptized. So we just have to offer ourselves to them to show that we as legionaries can be a great benefit to them in their priestly work as the extension of their priesthood. And realize that their priests like to see things being done. Priests like to have helpers in the vineyard. But we have to make sure that what we're doing is truly helping them in their parish work. So hopefully you can discuss that later on today, on ways that you can help the clergy, because without the clergy, I believe the Legion will have a very difficult time growing and flourishing. I've often found that the Legion can survive without the spiritual director, but it doesn't flourish and grow and multiply and divide and recruit and extend like it could if we had a larger number of Legion priests that would support and encourage the work of the Legion and the work of the laity. Other things that I think we should be promoting as we approach the year 2000 would be Eucharistic adoration. Try in your own parish perhaps to encourage perpetual adoration. In my last parish, we've now had it for 3 years almost, a perpetual adoration. And from this, I've seen people come back to church, back to the sacraments, deepen their prayer life. The Legion has grown. We've gotten new members, more members. And it just shows a very healthy sign of a parish that can have perpetual adoration. And it really brings down God's grace upon the parish and upon the community and the neighborhoods. So I think we as legionaries should do whatever we can to help the priests in starting perpetual adoration. And then the patricians. How many of you have the patricians? Anybody have the patricians up here? I started one in my last parish, and it's a phenomenal way of adult education. So the Holy Father, I believe, would want us to encourage things that would help people grow in their faith, to grow in their knowledge of the Catholic faith. And I think one of the best ways to do this is through the patricians. Because as you know, there's a crisis in catechesis today. A lot of even the kids, as you know, don't know their prayers or don't know much about Scripture, and many adults are the same way. There's a little boy who was at school, first day of school, and the teacher asked him to stand up. And so he stood up, and the teacher said, "Where is God?" And the little boy started to cry, and he ran home. And his mother says, "Why are you crying?" And the little boy says, "God is missing, and they're blaming me." Actually, that's a true story. That's a true story. Actually, the other one I liked quite a bit was the little boy in class was asked, "Who knocked down the walls of Jericho?" And the little boy says, "I didn't do it." Well, the next day, you know, the teacher was very upset because the child really didn't know anything about the Bible. And so the teacher happened to run into the boy's mother in the supermarket the next day and said, "You know, I asked little Timmy yesterday who knocked down the walls of Jericho, and he said that he didn't do it." She says, "Well, if my boy says he didn't knock down those walls, he didn't knock them down." Well, this really made the teacher nervous because now here, not only did the boy not know his faith, but the mother didn't either. So she decides to go and visit the father of the family who was at home at the time. So knocked on the door, the father let her in, and she says, "You know, I'm very concerned because I asked Timmy who knocked down the walls of Jericho. He said he didn't do it. Your wife said, you know, if my boy says he didn't do it, he didn't do it." The father says, "Look, I don't want any trouble. Just how much did this wall cost?" That's sort of the state that we're in as far as adult education, okay? So I think something like the patricians can help to give knowledge of the faith to many of our Catholic parents and the kids that don't have the faith or that have lost it. So basically, in summary, the Holy Father is calling us to the new evangelization. He's saying that right now we're in the year of the Holy Spirit, and we should, I think, focus on the Holy Spirit, the virtue of hope, the sacrament of confirmation, and get ready for next year, the year of God the Father. Next year we should especially be promoting people coming back to confession. That should be one of our themes in our Legion work. One way to do this is to get copies of an examination of conscience, like booklets on how to go to confession, and just give them out, thousands of them. Give them out on all your assignments. This is one way of getting people back to confession. Now, the Holy Father is very optimistic. Even though he's realistic in knowing that there are challenges out there, he's full of hope. His new book that came out actually a couple years ago was called Crossing the Threshold of Hope, right? It wasn't called Crossing the Threshold of Despair. Now, he didn't call it that, or the Threshold of Presumption. He called it Crossing the Threshold of Hope, because the Holy Father has great hope in the future of the Church, and he is hoping that we will respond to what he's calling us to do as legionaries. So I'll end there. Just to encourage you, I did have an article called The Year of the Holy Spirit, in which I give 12 very practical things to do during this year, such as focusing on our confirmation, learning more about the virtues of the Holy Spirit, the gifts and fruits of the Holy Spirit. So since I don't have time to go into those now, on your own you could read that. And a couple other articles here that we'll pass out at this time. But thank you so much, and I really hope that this year 2000 will be everything the Holy Father is wishing it will be. God bless you.